All right, I see WBCQ has already dropped on the line. I think they're even dropping it before the buy-off. Let's give them a call over there and say, listen to me, you scumbag. You don't drop the fucking line until I tell you to. Well, I really don't have much to say. It's not going to be much in the way of a post-game tonight because I have to be a little more responsive tomorrow because I have to be a little responsible. That means my foreman is out. And I have to get enough sleep to be alert enough to play foreman. You know, I joke around. Hey, you know, man, there's nothing to it. I'm just a play foreman. But no,
right.
if you go out on a job and you're working around these big, heavy, moving metal objects called trains, and you're working around hundreds, if not thousands, of volts of DC and AC electricity, and there are people working under your orders, as it were, and you're the guy responsible, you best be somewhat fucking together.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are responsible. If you fuck up, if you're a little tired, if you're not thinking clearly, someone could end up hurt or dead. On a couple of occasions in the past, I've almost been that person that's ended up hurt or dead. So I kind of understand. Why would I want to put anybody in that position, not to mention end up losing my job and pension for somebody?
Yeah.
I mean, I know I can't. Of course I would have felt real bad if one of my fellow railroad bums end up dead. But boy, am I going to be severely pissed off if I end up dead career-wise. If I end up without a pension because what? Because I didn't think something through? Because I sent somebody out without wearing the proper protective equipment, because I did not properly school them, because I didn't hold a job briefing sufficient in details to see to it that everybody knew exactly precisely where they had to clear up to or what their duties and responsibilities were so that they wouldn't get injured. That's the responsibility of a good foreman. And most foremen kind of treat that like, I can't afford to do that. I really don't, obviously, don't want to hurt or kill anybody, and I really don't want to fuck myself. So I have to pretty much get it together. Maybe not by tomorrow. Maybe by midweek I'll have it done, and then my foreman will be back. Let's see what we didn't get. What's most aggravating is going through the papers every week and coming up with all these great articles that I never get to. I really wanted to go into further, but I don't know, probably further detail. Wouldn't matter to anybody about Hamas and Hezbollah, because you know there ain't a fucking thing any of us can do about it. It just seems to spiral further out of control year after year after year, and it never seems to matter.
Well, you know, Hezbollah is really, they're calling it Fatah now, which means it's the...
Right, yeah.
Yasser Arafat's
organization. Yeah, I know, you're right. I should refer to it as what it is. You're right.
Yeah. It's Yasser Arafat's organization. Who would have thought, you know, 20, 30 years ago that...
That those would be our pallies.
Yeah. You know, it's true.
Besides, nobody really wants to discuss that on a talk radio station. They want to talk about, you know, Fatah is basically the remnants of the PLO,
right.
Of course.
Right.
So and
well, originally it was called Al Fatah, I believe. That's what that became into the PLO. It was one of the organizations.
We used to double date back when we were kids. Me, Al Fatah.
Oh, yeah, I know.
His lovely wife Millie. Nice. Don't know why I'm doing this. That's right. Definitely is time to get out of here. Although I will leave you with this from David Hinckley of the Daily News. Talk FM called the airwave of the future. Now, he writes this article barely a couple of weeks after the local Talk FM station, Free FM, went belly up because people keep trying to make a go of this format of extreme talk. We don't need extreme fucking talk. You might have one or two extreme shows, and it might work for an hour or two, you know, maybe in a prime time, in drive time airports. Otherwise, you need to have more. But this fellow, where's his name here? Bum 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 bum. Walter Salbo, one of the creators of WKXW, New Jersey 101.5, a successful FM talk station, said, this is what they need. And by the way, this is why I won't be on any of these stations, folks. Forget long monologues. I'm dead already. What we need or quick phone calls, forget Rufus, quick phone calls on things people care about, like taxes, American Idol, whatever, because the tombstone for music on conventional radio has arrived. Well, maybe that's true. But if what they're looking for is this entertainment fluff type radio, if they're looking for quick phone calls of little substance and hosts that wouldn't, you know, Gene Shepard couldn't exist today, therefore right. I couldn't exist today. If that's what they want, the future is not even in the is not even grounded in the past of the type of radio that we do here that has proven quite successful. Instead, they want the concept executed by people with names such as this. These are some of the people out there that they think might be elevated to do this type of radio. CT and Jivin, Dick and Skibber, L. Jeff and J. Dubs, and Turi Ryder, spelled L-Y-D-E-R. First of all, I never heard of any of these fucking people. And B, with names like that, I already have a pretty good inkling of the type of radio they're going to do, which means that it's likely I won't want to hear it. And that most of my listeners probably wouldn't want to hear it. But this is what they want to feed us, because radio that could be inane and edgy and yet have a mature component. Radio that could be, you know, kind of trashy and fun and yet serious. Well, we know it can be done because we've been doing it here for years. But nobody in commercial radio seems at all inclined to try and find that segment of the audience that can dig that. And you know what? I think that might very well be not only a significant, but perhaps the largest segment of that audience, because it's been proven there are not enough edgy, jejun, sophomoric, shithead kids out there to maintain an edgy station like the free FM station we had here for a while. So why not try and go for, dare I say, an older, more mature, more educated audience? Why not?
You know, what reminds me, the situation today has not changed compared to the 60s, when you had ABC with its corporate headquarters and the way the corporate people think. Herb Oscar Anderson, you tell the story.
Oscar Anderson.
He had to tell the story that he was the guy they had to have on in the morning, because when the stockholders and the shareholders would show up with their families and their wives in the Midwest, if they had heard something like Ingram in the morning, they would have said, "Are you sure, Harry?" That's what he used to say.
Well, you're right. Dan Ingram was not a morning show.
No, exactly. But it was because of the positions of the people in the corporate mindset that he had to be there to take it easy and take it as an adult format before you had the Dan Ingram and Cousin Brucey later on for the kids. All right. The same thing happened, I think, with this freeform, edgy talk radio. It's in a major market, and you've got corporate bigwigs who listen to this and say, "Oh no,
no,
this is wrong." No, I think it's the same idea.
No, what happened was obvious. Janet Jackson. The whole turnaround that began when the FCC decided all on its own that anything that was too edgy was a no-go for radio. That one event was the beginning of the end regarding content. And as long as those of us who are on the radio have to be so circumspect that we have to rethink everything we might want to say before we say it, to the point at which we stop saying a lot of things that are barely offensive or not offensive at all, we've lost. We've lost the ability to do freeform radio.
But that's not what I'm saying. It's the fear of that, perhaps, by the corporate entity. They want edgy radio. Because the last few events.
No, they don't want edgy radio. No, they want radio that seems to be edgy.
Right. So when they really get it, they're scared of it and they take it off. The last few events have had nothing to do with the FCC. It's just that someone, Don Imus, insulted some black women, so you had Al Sharpton and a political movement. The FCC said nothing about it, so they didn't want to get involved with that.
But back before the Janet Jackson situation, we wouldn't even be considering the political incorrectness of a Don Imus, because that focused that put additional focus on so-called shock jocks and led us to this point. Speaking of this point is the point at which we've got to say goodbye. I've made that decision.
I'm the decider.
And I've decided that it's time for us to say goodnight. So, gentlemen, last words?
Good night.
Good night, and open those saddlebags.
Damn right, and keep them open. It's johnlightning.com. Once again, if you have a PayPal account, please, for God's sakes, it doesn't get less expensive for me. And believe me, it's expensive to do this. Just the website and the high-speed lines alone, help if you can. JohnLightning.com. You'll find our PayPal link right there on the homepage. Please use it this week. Thanks again. Good night.